Hey everyone, it's Rhonda Swan, the CEO and founder of the Unstoppable Branding Agency, where we help our clients create a sexy brand through PR and media and getting their brand positioned as an expert in their craft. I'm sitting here today with Thomas Eberts. He is our VIP client publicist and our head of sales. And we want to talk today about PR and how we can really help you get your brand featured. But more importantly, kind of get a background story on PR and how it can help you and really what it is. So many people are wondering, Thomas, like, what is PR? So if you were to explain just in your words, because I didn't really know what it was either early on. I'm like, gosh, why don't these entrepreneurs understand what PR really is? So kind of give your explanation. We can kind of see what other people are thinking as well.
Well, when I got into PR, I didn't know either. So it's not like a drama to not know it, right? But since I got introduced to PR, for me, out of my perspective, it's just the fast track to gain credibility, to gain authority, and to establish yourself in your niche and your market. So because there's so many experts out there, but they're like, nobody finds them, even if they have a book, even if they do ads, you know, so they're just not known. But as soon as they get published through PR and media, it's like, bang. And that's what PR is for me, like game changer.
You know, in the entrepreneur space, we use the term, we help the best kept secrets become the world's known expert.
Oh, loving it.
Right? Because if you think about it, as entrepreneurs, we're pretty well known in our craft, in our niche. Like if I, because I'm an international speaker, best-selling author, I'm pretty known in my space. However, when you walk around in the public, you're not so much seen as that expert, right? In our little bubble, we're like this big expert. But when you walk out, you're not so much. So I think what our biggest mission is, especially here with our agency, is we work specifically with experts, professionals, authors, speakers, consultants, coaches, right? We work in that entrepreneur bubble for those that are really making a difference in other people's lives. They're actually sharing their gifts, their experiences that have turned into a company or a service, and they're helping other businesses expand. What we do best is we really help focus getting the right message out in front of the right people, and of course, leveraging PR and media to do that. And I'm going to explain to you what I mean a bit more, because in our world, we look at PR is really about your brand's positioning, right? It's how your brand is positioned in the marketplace. PR is about positioning. It's how is your brand positioned? Now, many might ask, what is it meant to be positioned? Well, positioning is how you're actually perceived in the market. And it's how you can decide or ask for the amount of money that you want to be paid. Think about it. If you're going to a car lot and you're going to a used car lot, think about the positioning of that used car lot. What are you expecting to pay? Probably budget, right? Used car lot, kind of getting that used car lot pricing, right? But when you walk into a Mercedes dealer, what are you thinking you're going to probably pay? Well, being the German that you are.
Well, you've got to pay a different price. Let's say it like that. It's a difference to it, right? Because the brand itself is perceived in a different way. It's perceived with value and with quality and, you know, with like that precision, you know? And that's coming from media because Mercedes is all around media. Formula One. Who's the best driver? He's driving Mercedes. So they just, they position themselves not only like with the car dealership itself, but within like Formula One, which is all over media, which is all over PR, because they're driving for Mercedes. So they like really get that juice in their brand and get that quality, right?
And so that's what I look at. I'm like, who do I want to be, right? And it's okay to be the budget or the discount guy. It's totally okay.
For sure.
There's a lot of businesses that are, that work in that space. However, when you want to be positioned as really that known expert, we really look at being that either Mabec Mercedes brand, right? Like, how do you want to be positioned? And so there's some shifts that we've taken place. And Thomas, you can handle this one too, because, you know, like we're how we used to work in the brand development, which was building the brand from the ground up. It was like concept, idea, starting from the image, you know, logo, message, strategy, social media strategy, and then adding into PR. But we started to make some shifts in not only in the market that we work in, but with the type of clients that we work with. And we started to shift into starting with PR.
Yeah, Which is so much better, because this is where like our expertise is. This is where we have the biggest network. This is where we can like really deliver the highest value and like the fastest return on investment. Because when experts come to us and get like straight into PR and media first, before we do strategy, messaging, logo and stuff, they get like results so fast that they know, okay, there's value to it, you know, and I need to work with these people even more. So what we just did is like get PR and media to the top and work with like high level entrepreneurs, you know, high level entrepreneurs like you, maybe, you know, to get you out there, to get your brand out there, to get your business, your message out there, so that we can work from there. If you need probably more strategy in your business, to see how could we use PR and media to leverage your business even more? How could we work on your message and headline to make your brand sexy, right?
Yeah,
how
it.
Could we work on your logo to make your brand sexy and that it sticks out from all of the other brands out there in your niche?
Yeah. And so when we made this pivot in the last, I don't know, it was about 24 months or so, a little bit less, it really made a lot of sense, because it allowed us also to start working with clients like you, you know, those that are at a much higher level, they have a higher revenue in their business, and they're working with a higher level clientele. But this is also in PR and media. That's the message that needs to get out into the world in a much bigger way, with that third party message. So we leverage not only the higher level of our positioning brand value ladder, but it also allows the clients to start thinking about where their brand is positioned and the value ladder that they have as well, and if they're ready. So this can help give any of you an idea of if we should be working together or not, and if you're in that space where you're PR worthy, and then we can help sexify the strategy, the message, and the logo. All right. Now let's talk about what are the tiers. Now, we specialize in tier one publications. Tier one is your Forbes, your Entrepreneur, your Inc. magazines. Of course, there's several others. There's Bloomberg, there's Cosmo, Vogue, right? There's the big ones. However, because we're in the entrepreneur space, we mainly focus in the big three. And the reason why is because they're the ones with the most volume, they're the ones that have the most eyeballs, and the ones that really has a niche market that's looking for stories about business. You know, I love this, you know, Thomas, Inc. magazine is really great, because Inc. magazine was actually one of the first, many don't know this, they were one of the first that went digital, and I did that down back in 99. Whereas Forbes and Entrepreneur Magazine really kind of came in the 90s, right? So it's like, wow, these guys have been around for a lot longer, in the 2000s, a lot longer time. And digital magazines, as digital marketers, like, you know, you are as well, why do you think that everyone should be in digital?
Well, look, it's pretty obvious. Look, when we look at the times right now, everything is moving digitally.
Yeah.
Even currencies, even like whole countries are like starting to develop their digital currencies. Yep. Cryptocurrencies go like this. So it is like the age, like we are in that digital age. So, and when we look at that whole situation right now on the whole planet, nobody's going to go in the airport or in the bus station or train station to like buy a Forbes magazine where you might be possibly on the cover, because nobody's there to buy it. And when they buy it, they probably read it and just throw it away. They have a coffee with it, but there's no intention to read it. They don't have that attention to your message.
Yeah.
And that's the big, big, big advantage of digital.
Yeah.
Because we can really focus which audience we want to reach with that article.
Yeah,
right?
Well, this is a big thing. That's it. That's even a deeper layer, right? Like, when I think about it too, I love magazines. I love the print. However, they become coffee table decorations,
yeah.
Right? And I've been in several magazines, but literally I can't measure it. Like, we love as digital marketers, we can't measure how many eyeballs picked up that magazine.
Yeah.
But we can measure how many open that link on a digital magazine. And I liked what you said, and this is important for everyone to understand. Think about it. If you have someone that's opening, clicking a link and opening an article, their focus is on that article. Right? Their focus is on that. They are reading it. They're targeted to reading. They want to read that article. And that's why we specialize solely in digital articles. We work with the digital platforms of the magazines. Now, there's a couple things I wanted to share with everyone when it comes to like costs, for instance. Costs in print.
Ridiculously high.
Ridiculously high. You know, like, even just this alone, this is something we pulled up, and this is just new data. like $300,000 to be in a digital print magazine. But see, the thing is too, print, they're not printing general entrepreneurs. Yeah. They're printing celebrities, yeah, right? So it's always been, PR has been at such a far reach. That's why we want to have this conversation with you today to share with you that PR is not out of your reach, even if you are a startup or if you are, you know, in, you know, you're like under a million revenue per year, you're just hitting the million revenue per year. It's because now these digital magazines are telling real stories, like getting real entrepreneur stories. And that's what you deserve to read. That's what the world deserves to learn about. So the print, as costly as it is, really wasn't even in my thought process of wanting to be in it because it was too expensive. And I'm not a celebrity, right? So if I were to be on a cover of that, they're like, oh, who is this woman, right? Yeah. But now digital, it's, we can use these links. We can send it to our list. We can put it on our websites. People can click on it.
And I love how you put it. You always say you have a digital asset, you know?
That's it. Online
and
real
instead
estate.
Instead of paying like $300,000 for like one magazine, which ends up to be coffee material, we pay like a fraction of that amount to have a hard asset we can use on our Instagram, on our Facebook, wherever we go, so that wherever we have like that, have people and prospects and clients coming to our Instagram, to our Facebook, for example, to our LinkedIn, for example, to our website, they see like these covers, they see the links, they can like access it immediately.
Yep.
And you can't do that with
and
the print.
And we can keep using this and we can control it as well. And that's what I really love about digital. We are getting so good at helping you guys track this stuff, follow ROI, where no one does it. Like, this is kind of a secret thing. As much as I like my videos to be shared, this is like a secret information you guys are getting. So let's talk about, though, demographics, because I think it's really important why we really help focus. And what we do in the PR world is, I want to be very, very clear. First off, our agency, we work on the behalf of the entrepreneur. You then would hire us as your agent to look at your brand, to see if you're PR worthy, to write stories, to find angles, and we work on your behalf and pitch you to these publications. That means we're going and talking with the publication themselves, we're speaking with writers, contributors, right? And we're sharing with them your story and seeing if it's a, if you or your story or your angle is something that they want to write about. See, that's the difference, and anyone can go and pitch themselves and attempt to get themselves in PR. You can absolutely do that. Anyone can do it. However, I always say this, Thomas, we either have time or we got money.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And sometimes you just got to hire the right people that have either the right connections, know how to get that right angle out that someone will want.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference. Yeah. It's knowing what that writer or that publication would like to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's the brilliance of what we do and why, though, we do focus on this form of magazine and publication. So let's talk about Inc. Like I mentioned before, Inc. was the first in digital, but they've got such an affluent market. Like they've got an affluent audience. You know, their net worth is 2.1 million net worth. They're risk takers. So there's a lot more edgier. When you think about Inc., I think about a lot of it's male driven. It's a lot of tech that comes through there, a lot of innovation, right? They're a bit younger in the median age. They're, you know, under 40s. So like, that's like a really strong audience for those that have new developments in their business and new innovations.
For sure.
Yeah. Now, of course, one of our favorites, and probably one of yours, that's why there's many songs, I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, is because of this reason. Right? Like, my goodness, 74 million average eyeballs every month. Just in the last couple months alone, it's over like 180 plus million eyeballs.
Yeah.
Every month they're going to these platforms and reading these articles.
Yeah, and when you talk to somebody about PR and media, especially to entrepreneurs, experts, speakers, et cetera, the first magazine they talk about and think about is Forbes.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be in Forbes. And we also have like clients who have like, they have like a net worth of like 20, 30 million. They say like, man, I always wanted to be in Forbes and I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
And that's where I see our value, where we can give that value, because we can give these entrepreneurs like their voice to get out there because they have something to share, right?
That's it. Yeah, and the world deserves to hear from real entrepreneurs and real experts, you know. And that's one thing that we do so well, and of course you being on the front end with speaking with clients when they have applications, those that want to come in, like we vet them really strong. Like they've got to be qualified.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I mean, that's, we don't work with everyone. Yeah. And however, those that do qualify and have something to share that is PR worthy, we do our best to absolutely work with them.
Well, to be really honest with you, on my course I'm having, I'm even checking in with them and see like, why do they want to have PR? Yeah. Why is it important to them? What do they want to do? And if we don't like align when our company values don't align with them, sorry.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, there's a lot of I guess you call them black hat style PR mm-hmm. agencies and agents that are running around saying, I can get you in this. And look, there's a lot of things you can just flat out pay for. There's a group that you can go to and put you in a bunch of news. That's not what we do. We really, truly, our company is about telling conscious stories of entrepreneurs, the real stories. Mm-hmm. Those have done it. They've got proof. Like, we look at background checks. We look at income. We look at what people that you've helped to make sure this is a real story that the world should hear. And of course, getting a feature into Forbes magazine is such an absolute honor for so mm-hmm. many people, because now their company, it's like you're not on a soapbox with a megaphone saying, look at me, like New York Times Square, right? Oh, I'm so great. This is what I do. No, you've got a third party, credible source saying, okay, this is a great service.
And
this is a great person.
And that's what I love about that. Because nowadays, when you scroll through your Instagram and scroll through your Facebook, you see experts and like speakers and everybody around selling their stuff and trying to scream louder and louder, louder and louder. But as soon as that piece hits, then Entrepreneur Forbes, a magazine, is screaming for you and saying, look at this expert, he has a fantastic service, go to him. And everybody's just like, okay, when they say that with 180 million eyeballs a month, man, there has to be like something to it, right?
Well, that's it. That's like, it's almost like when you drop oil into water, right? Like, right, instantly separate. So that's really what it's like. I love this Russell Brunson, right? Really great man. We're doing some work with Russell, and I've done a lot of work with him. And, you know, he talks about fishing or swimming in the blue sea mm-hmm. or the red sea.
Yeah.
See, the difference in the PR and media that you can be in is that separates you. You're not in the red sea with everyone else. You're not with all the marketers, all the message. You're in a blue sea. You are competition irrelevant. The moment you've been able to, you know, be showcased and spoken about in a tier one or a tier two publication, now you're separated, right? So that's where they call the cream rises, right? Yeah. The cream of the crop rises, or it separates. That's really what we're looking to create.
And the old way of doing things is like picking a niche and maybe picking a niche in the niche to position yourself.
Yeah.
But even like the niche in the niche in the niche is a red sea right now. There are so many competitors in every niche. There's like literally after like being digital for like such a long time and having these experts around online sharing their knowledge, like these niches are getting full. Every niche is getting full. But then we have PR. And then all of a sudden you separate like that drop of oil in the water, and that's the niche 2.0. That's the new way of doing it.
That's
and
it.
Like niching yourself in
and
it.
And that's the most powerful way. Now, this was a study that was done. It's really, you know, very self-explanatory, really, that visible brands make more money. Now, this is at a baseline of $100. This is a consultant that can charge per hour. And the level 1, 2, 3 to all the way through 5 is the level of PR media that they received. And it's just very clear that on a level one, kind of the generic, it's more like your domestic, your local PR, and you start to move into more national, global, of course, and then worldwide, the more you are in quality PR, like tier one and tier two publications, the more you can charge per hour. It's just the more money that you're going to make, right? Because the more you're seen, the more you're going to be known.
Yeah.
So if you're that hiding expert, chances are most people are not going to know you're the best.
Yeah.
Right? So we got to get out there.
Yeah. And I just had a call with a basketball pro. He was coming out of the NBA.
Yep.
And since he is doing PR and getting published, he's getting these deals with like these big brands. And Nike's coming to him and says like, hey, man, want to work with you. Do you want to like have an exclusive deal? Because he's out there and seen and positioned. And all of a sudden, like these big companies, and you're building like a network, right?
Yeah.
And network is your net worth, right?
That's it. And when somebody Googles your name, it actually matters.
It does.
I mean, good and bad PR. That's the thing. We've got some people that have had some, you know, bad press, or maybe they did some silly things when they were younger in their business developments. They didn't make good choices. Well, good PR helps move that through, and it gives a balance between, this is 10 years ago. This is who they are now. It's really important to understand that's what PR can do for you and for your company and for your business.
And there's like one thing you could do right now. You just press the button and Google your name. And then you see if what you Google and what you see is what you want to see about your brand and your company.
Yeah.
And if not,
right away,
you know what you need to do.
Yeah.
And that's where we can help.
Yeah. It's the best part. So this is how we work, and of course this is how many agents work, so I'm not speaking about us. I really want to educate everyone, and I call it like elevate the awareness scale. Most people right now, your awareness scale is at the very lowest. You're like, I have no idea about PR. Some of you might be like, oh, all right, so there's a, I've got a problem and PR could be possible for me. Others are like, ah, I'm solution aware. I'm ready for PR, I just don't know what my best solution is. And the others are at the very top, like, I'm product aware, I get it, right? I'm ready. Yeah. So wherever you fall on the awareness scale is what we want to help educate you on. And so you can make a great decision, whether you work with us or someone else, doesn't matter. We just want to help you get the best information, the right accurate information. So we work in two levels and categories. For us, we work in feature and we work in mentioned advice. Features are where we tell your brand story, all about you, all about your company. And many times we can get someone published in Forbes if it's a great article. Other times we go into different tier two publications or maybe press releases that tells your story, so we can create these layers. Mm. But a feature is exclusive to you and exclusive to your company. The next is, and of course this is obviously what, you know, features are, a feature story about you and everything about you. And we make promotional covers as well so that you can really showcase what you're in and showcase the article that you've been part of and the titles and what you stand for. Now, the second is what's called a mention, advice, where you give your advice on a topic and you share space with several others. Some of them are where you're just giving your advice on a topic. Others where you're being mentioned. Like maybe you created something, you're doing something really epic and you're a high level consultant. And maybe the article or the writer is writing about, let's say, a cryptocurrency company, right? And you might be in crypto and maybe you created an app. One of our clients created an app and he was mentioned in an epic entrepreneur article about cryptocurrencies, but how he created this app to help them be a better investor. And so he was mentioned. So this is the type of space that we work in. There's a lot of other realms, but we work in features and mention and expert advices. Now, this is a good example. In fact, because of the connections that we have in our agency, we also get a lot of connections and quotes and advice from celebrities that want to be also featured. So this one was one that we were able to publish with Russell Brand, and it's about self-sabotage. Well, Russell talks a lot about self-sabotage. And so we were able to get a lot of information from him in regards to self-sabotage. Well, we had several other experts. One of these was a musician that gave his advice and his experience when it comes to self-sabotage and how so often we can literally sabotage successes that we can have. And so he gave his advice on that, and we were able to place him in because it was such a perfect, credible piece because of his experiences. And he got his, you know, his quote in there along next to Russell Brand. I love articles like this personally, because if I'm next to, let's say, you know, not necessarily a celebrity, but maybe it's also someone, a bigger entrepreneur, or someone that's done something amazing, or an author, and I can be next to them. As a digital marketer, I'm thinking that's going to be great for SEO.
Yeah.
Right? You Google Rhonda Swan next to someone that I want to be, you know, known by or seen next to, that helps for SEO. Yeah. And being digital marketers in a digital magazine, that is what makes your brand super sexy. And that's how we start to measure
and,
it.
And you also build context around your brand, right?
Yeah.
Because proximity is power. And with the people you are seeing, this is giving your brand like this touch. When you are seen with Tony Robbins, for example, and you are in that personal development space, right? You have a picture with him, you have an article with him. Then it's like, bang, you are seen with Tony Robbins. And in all your promotional material, like webinars, like, you know, in your ads, you could go out and, you know, you have that promotional cover and say, hey, I've been featured in an article with Tony Robbins about my advice, just wanted to put it out there. And then all of a sudden, like, what you say has such a weight because you're like next to an industry leader who has been shaping that industry for years and years and years and years.
That's it. And so that's some of the work that we do, because we always reach out to the media teams and really get good pieces so that, you know, we have a credible piece as well, and then a placement that you're next to is very credible. So it's a really powerful piece. And these are some of the promotional things that we've created for some clients. And of course, we've done some work with Deepak Chopra and got a lot of their advice. And that just shows a lot of credibility piece. Remember, it's all about positioning. PR is about positioning. And it also can act as a marketing piece for you as well and help you get more credibility. Without being said, PR really helps you get more media.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the moment that we got featured in multiple different publications, we created a media kit and started reaching out. My family did a tour last year, and a book tour. My daughter wrote a book. And we started reaching out and saying, hey, we're the Unstoppable Family. We've just been featured in Forbes and Entrepreneur Magazine, you know, Business Insider. We'd love to come and share our story. We give them our media kit and they're like, yes.
Go on.
You know, ABC picked up our story. They showcased it. So did the High Wire with Del Bigtree. Like, these are big names. And then it got syndicated all over. Fox News, NBC, CBC, NBC. It was like, whoa. But it's because newsworthy stories, they also want to have someone that's also done it. So as an entrepreneur, you can actually get in because you're doing something and making a difference. It just gives you an elevation in what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So these are just some examples. Like, one of our clients was able to get in one of the top podcast articles in 2020. And boom, he got an interview with Grant Cardone. He got an interview with Brad Sugars just by saying, look, My podcast has been featured. I've got a quality podcast. Will you be a guest? And boom, they said yes. I love PR for me is like saying it's the absolute yeses. Like, yeah. I love creating absolute yeses.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
You know, this gentleman was asked to be in a TED Talk. This doctor created a stem cell product because of his article. Boom, got him right onto all these different shows. It's like, it's that in to say, look, I'm credible. Right. And that's what I love about PR.
And honestly, that's why I love to work in this business, because we can help entrepreneurs and experts and speakers, you know, who have that message which needs to be heard. We can help them like immediately with what we have and like make them really big and control the narrative somehow, you know, to get them out there and like to really make a change here on this planet. Right. I'm 24 years old young, so I have so many years left on this planet to live. So it's for me like an absolute pleasure to get stories out there which shape the global narrative of how people could possibly think about how to like move in this world. And that's why I love to work in this company, because it's like just about like making the difference, right?
Because if you think about it, like the amount of garbage right now, the people's minds are so full. And if we can actually start helping tell the right stories, the world can shift, right? I mean, it really, really can. And it, you know, it's about, what is it? The Mahajari effect. Is that what it's called? Mahajari effect? And that's about meditation, right? Where if everyone's meditating and everyone's having a focal energy, we can literally shift what happens. I feel it's the same way. If we've got entrepreneurs that are telling, and that are conscious, that are telling the right stories and we're getting it out there, we can start creating a ripple effect.
That's what it is.
And like the butterfly effect, like the butterfly wings, and it keeps going. And that's the type of work that we like to do in PR. And also the biggest bonus is that you can get an As Seen On banner. You know, like that goes on your website. That's like a stamp that says I'm credible, right? Yeah. Now, what we do differently here at UBA is we've created what's called the closed loop process. Now, this is a bit different than probably any agency actually does. And we like to keep our publishers and our contributors and our writers happy. See, because they cannot be paid for stories whatsoever. They need to take unbiased information. So what we do is we help those columns. If they love our story, we say, look, this is an incredible story. And they're like, yes, I want to write about that. So what we end up doing, because we're a digital marketing agency, is we also run traffic to those articles. So those articles and those columns get a big boost of eyeballs and traffic. So what happens? The publishers are happy. They've got great content. And the columnists are also really happy because their columns are rocking. And they get the right followers and the right people to say yes. So we've created a closed loop process that helps that along. Now, we've also had the benefit of, because of this closed loop process, every time we drop an article, it has the potential to go viral. Mm. And we teach our clients how to create organic contests and to do things that help elevate the visibility of their article. And also we run traffic to that, which then in return, the publicists and the publications share it onto their platform. That's the ultimate goal that we've got. How can we help get that kick to your article so then it gets a lot of visibility?
And that's what I like about this process is like, you know, we don't only publish somebody, but we strategize with them, right? They get their PR manager, they get their writer, you know, so we like have that white glove service to make really sure that the result we deliver is like excellent so that we can really get like to 5 to 10,000 reads just organically and like, you know, strategizing like everything what we need. And then we run the traffic. So it's getting viral. And Entrepreneur Inc. Forbes sees like, wow, there's so much traffic on that article. Every column nowadays gets like probably 200 reads an article. Yeah. why do they get 25,000 reads? What did they do? And then all of a sudden they get stoked about that article too. Bang, they share it. And all of a sudden you see it, you know?
Yeah.
Like when your article gets shared by entrepreneurs, it's like, whoa.
This is a big thing. And that's our goal, because we're always here to help and work with our client because of our background, our experiences. I've been in digital marketing for 15 years. I literally started working with Perry Marshall and Mike Dillard back in 2004. Before social media was out. Yes, don't worry, I'm aging myself.
I was 8 years old.
Thomas was a young boy. We're age of a year. However, but I know the value, right? Know the value in, you know, really leveraging the digital market, leveraging good copywriting, and really getting ourselves out there in front of the more people the right way, so that we work on with a digital marketing mindset, right? Because I've built multiple seven-figure businesses exclusively online. And that's how we're treating and how we're working with our clients to help you strategize that way. And again, it's just another example, like where most agencies stop, we actually begin, because we put you also on our platforms, our audiences and social media. They love reading our articles. They love these stories. They're all entrepreneurs. They're all very affluent, and they all want to read more about tricks and tips and marketing and storylines of entrepreneurs that have really done it. And this is a great way showcases.
I would love to like drop one thing here, mm-hmm. because this is like for especially for all the experts and speakers out there who like do digital marketing as well and have like digital offers. We can pixel these articles. So we found that little ninja mm-hmm. hack to pixel these articles. So they don't only get that article and that big credibility, but they get retargetable traffic, get brand hot new leads. They can easily close. And that's how all of a sudden PR gets like, so the return on investment of PR gets very, very tangible. You know, just one lead, like when you have like a high ticket offer, like 15,000, 20,000, 30,000, you know, you have instantly with one lead.
Yep.
Bang.
Bang. You know, and that's the brilliance and where our digital marketing minds come in. Because yes, we do have a little few ninja tricks up our sleeves on the back end. But this is just even a good example of what Thomas was saying, is that, you know, we can capture audiences. If we run traffic to them, we can capture the audience. But then what we do, can you imagine? So just put yourself in this place. Here you are, you've been marketing to your audience, and maybe you've been running ads for your current offer. Maybe you're just giving them video or content. Then they all of a sudden see that you've been in Forbes, or they see you've been in a magazine, whatever it is, tier one or tier two. And it's like, wow, that's credibility, right? And they're like, gosh, this is a really great person. This is like great, I want to work with them. But then boom, you now have that audience, and then you retarget them your offers or your webinars or your books. That's a subconscious yes that you're helping them make, right?
They're already sold. They're already sold on you before they see your ad. Because they saw your credibility, authority, and they have that trust already, because there's such a big magazine like shouting you out and having like a whole article about you, and then they're already sold and said, oh, who's that dude, man? He has been inspiring me like pretty much. And then all of a sudden you see that ad, would you like to blah, 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 and bang, here we go.
That's it. I mean, and that's the brilliant piece. So that's a lot of some of the ninja stuff that we do. We also make some good visible promotional covers when we're helping create titles. Like some of our writers share, like, gosh, this is what I'm writing. I need some help filling it. So we help do that. But we create some of these visible effects so that you can, and these graphics, so that you can go, ah, yeah, that's something that I want. So these are some of the benefits that we also do create to help our clients get featured. So hopefully, guys, that this really helped you in the process of understanding what PR can do for you, and really the background, right? Increasing the awareness scale of what PR and good PR can do for you, and how our company possibly can be the one that helps you get your story told, or you're featured in a tier one or a tier two. Thomas, do you have any final closing statements you've got? Because chances are, if you do go to the application that we've got, by the way, there is an application you can fill out. You'll most likely speak with Thomas.
Yeah, I would love to speak to you. And just one last sentence. I've been in digital marketing for 4 years, and I've been managing over 1.5 million euros in like advertising budget. And I've never seen a possibility like PR to leverage your business like that. Ooh. And I've done, man, I've been sitting like hours and hours, nights and nights in front of the laptop to see, how can I get my lead cost down? How can I leverage that business through ads? And all of a sudden, I meet Rhonda and this beautiful PR thing, and I'm like, wow, I've never heard of that. Man, that's freaking incredible. So
Now we're changing the world one article and one business at a time.
Yes.
So now you can imagine, guys, this is your time. We are here for you, by the way. We're here for answer questions as well. So down below, feel free to ask any questions that you have. Doesn't matter what level you are. You may already be PR worthy. You may not be PR worthy quite yet. However, we can always get featured articles written for you in the tier twos and tier threes, maybe in some news to start creating those layers to get you up to that top tier position. But remember, you know, it's about you. How do you want to be positioned? So think about it. Are you a Mercedes or are you a used car? Either one is great. You just get to decide what level you want to play at and the position that you want your brand and your business and your company to be seen as. So don't forget, subscribe up here if you want to see any more of these value-based videos. We talk about branding, we talk about PR every single day. We drop new videos every single week on our YouTube channel. Make sure if you're on our YouTube channel right now, you can subscribe. And don't forget to always remember this. If you're going to create a brand, create a sexy brand. And if you're going to be anything, be unstoppable!
Yoo!